Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thanks for joining me. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan On Air. And in my Twitter bio, you'll find the link to our Talking Puck Discord. It's a great community of hockey fans. We love talking about the game. Fans of any team, you're welcome to come by. Heck, even if you're a fan of a team that doesn't exist anymore. Really, are there any Quebec Bulldogs fans out there? Maybe some Toronto St. Pat's? Come on, boy. Everyone's welcome. We love talking hockey. We post a lot of stories, new content all the time, news, notes, whatever's going on. You want to talk about your team? We're there for you. All right, so let's kind of get into things quickly here. I want to let you know, we're going to talk more about this on Sunday night on Talking Puck TV, which is 9 p.m. Eastern time on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/talkingpuck. By the way, right now, we are not on YouTube. Still trying to figure out. There have been a couple streaming issues with YouTube lately, and still navigating those waters. So for the time being, we'll be on Twitch. But to let you know that this is a complex topic. It's not something that I can cover in 5 to 7 minutes. It's not something the league is going to cover in the next week. I think that we're going to wait as long as we can before we get an answer on whether or not we're going to bubble up. And I'm on record several times as saying the last four teams should probably bubble. I know we're getting to the end of this thing, or we hope we are, in the U.S. Some places are having some serious flare-ups, especially around the world. But in the United States, there are more vaccines that are being distributed. And in a lot of places, they've opened it up to anyone of all ages to come on in and get a vaccine, which is great. And I encourage you to do so. You may not. It's your call, obviously. But I definitely encourage people to get the vaccine. And look, here's the problem right now with U.S., Canada, and the border and everything going on. Number one, Canada, if you don't know, is further behind the curve in distributing vaccines in the United States. They're just rolling them out fewer and further between. They're later in vaccinating their population, and that is affecting the Canadian NHL teams, as well as the American teams, because as we talked about on our last podcast, and in case you missed it, the competitive balance jargon has been trotted out there as a reason why American NHL teams, players who've been vaccinated there, are not allowed to have relaxed rules like they were initially promised. The NHL says, until everybody's vaccinated, no, that's a competitive balance issue. I just don't see how letting a player out to the grocery store is a competitive balance issue, but there's another podcast on that. If you want to go ahead and click on that, download it. It was the last one that came out on Wednesday, or Thursday, pardon me. That said, we have to figure this out because the playoffs are going to start in a couple of weeks. The regular season, the last game scheduled right now is May 19th. I don't think they're going to push beyond that. I think they're going to try to get everything in. And again, don't forget, they have that hard out with NBC with the Olympics coming here this summer in the middle of July. But I think they're going to try to have everybody out by then, schedule completed. Some teams are going to have a little extra time off in there. Some teams are not. But to not, we could play through the divisions just fine. The Scotiabank North Division, the Canadian teams, the four that are in, can go head-to-head, do what they're going to do. When we come down to four teams left total, meaning we have division winners, at that point, we're probably talking middle of June-ish. Maybe a little later. That's the point where you have to have a host city or host cities in place to be able to come over here. I know the Canadian team, whoever they may be, Toronto, Edmonton, Winnipeg, whoever, is not going to want to lose home dates. I get it. But I just don't see how things are going to change that much in a month, that Canada is going to accelerate that much in a month with vaccines and public safety and public health, that they're going to be able to pull this off where teams will be able to cross. So you're going to have to bring a Canadian team to the U.S. and pick a host city. I've heard some conjecture that they will try to pick a host city based on whether or not a team is close to the team it's playing. So, for instance, if Vegas makes it through, and I'll just pick a team, Edmonton makes it through. Edmonton's not going to go to Minnesota. Edmonton is going to try to maybe go to Anaheim, L.A., or Arizona, something close to Vegas, so that there's not as much travel, blah, 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 which makes sense. And maybe they can have fans there. I know there are fans at pretty much every venue, I think, in the U.S. now, as far as hockey goes, because I think Chicago is now allowing fans in. They were the last ones, I believe. So now that that's out there, and that's kind of what I've heard is the reason they want to do things or the way they want to do things. We really need to start making contingency plans now and at least assuage the fears of fans and say, look, we have a plan in place. If it comes to this, this is how we're going to do it. I can't see how they're not going to have to do it this way. And again, I understand you don't want to lose that revenue from those games, from the whatever gate you may have, if you have gate in whatever market you're in. But you're going to have to plan the time to get that team across the border, to get them quarantined, and to get them in a position where they can get set up in whatever arena is going to be their host arena. I think it would be easier to at least do it that way. At the end of the day, for the utmost in player safety, probably should do the last four in a bubble. I don't think that's going to happen because the U.S. is opening up more and more and more. I think instead of going to a bubble, they are going to try to play it out. And if the Canadian team makes it through, whatever their host city is will remain their host city. I can't see. Here's the other thing. Let's say Edmonton does go to Arizona and then they end up playing, I'll just say Boston. I can't see them then trying to take Edmonton out of Arizona and plopping them in a new arena in, I don't know, New York, Long Island, Buffalo, Philly, New Jersey. I would hope they don't relocate a team twice. I think that's just opening it up an even bigger can of worms. But again, I think travel is a big issue, and I think it opens you up to more infections. And look, the vaccine is optional. As I said at the beginning of the broadcast, man, I hope you get it. And I would, anybody who asked me, I'd tell you, yeah, I think you should. But that doesn't mean you're going to, and you don't have to. It's your choice. It is for all the NHL players, too. So keep that in mind. Someone may be exposed who's not vaccinated, could come down with it, and infect other people who are not vaccinated. So, and also the vaccine, by the way, is not a cure-all. It is not a cure. It's insurance. You got to remember that. All right, everybody. Speaking of which, please stay safe, stay healthy. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for joining me on this Tiny Biscuits. I'm Tom Callahan. Join me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. And also, don't forget, Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we will have Talking Puck TV. A couple of former NHL voices and myself and Mike Haynes talking hockey, taking your questions from the chat. And we really appreciate you being there. We'll talk to you then. Take care, everybody. We'll see you later.